Taylor Swift could do no wrong in 2009. Not only did the young Pennsylvania native have the year's best-selling album with Fearless, she also earned Artist of the Year plaudits from Billboard magazine. Her public standing was further bolstered in September when rapper Kanye West upstaged her during her acceptance speech at the MTV Video Music Awards. On December 2nd, Taylor Swift received 8 Grammy Award nominations, including Album of the Year for Fearless and Record and Song of the Year for You Belong With Me. Taylor's previous brush with Grammy fame came in 2008 when she unsuccessfully competed for Best New Artist. She is not, however, the most nominated act of the year. That honor goes to Beyoncé Knowles, who collected 10. The former Destiny's Child singer is no stranger to the Grammy Awards, having previously won 7. This year, Beyoncé goes head-to-head with Taylor Swift in the Album of the Year category with I Am Sasha Fierce. She's in the running for Song of the Year for Single Ladies, Put a Ring on It, while Halo competes for Record of the Year. Everywhere I'm looking now, I'm surrounded by your embrace. Baby, I can see your halo. You know you're my saving grace. You're everything I need and more. It's written all over your face. Baby, I can feel your halo. Sharing third place with 6 nominations apiece are the Black Eyed Peas, R&B singer Maxwell, and Taylor Swift's nemesis, Kanye West. The 32-year-old rapper, who swiftly dropped from sight after his MTV incident in September, is a 12-time Grammy Award winner. Among his nominations this year are 2 entries in the Best Rap Performance by a Duo or Group category and 3 entries in Best Rap Sung Collaboration. Here he is with Jay-Z and Rihanna in Run This Town.
Bought my whole family whips, no Volvos. Next time I'm in church, please no photos. Police escorts, everybody passports. This the life that everybody asks for. This a fast life, we are on a crash course. What you think I rap for, to push a rap for?
The Best New Artist race always provides its share of surprises and controversy. Although many so-called new artists are veteran performers, the rules stipulate they may be considered if they achieved a significant breakthrough during the current eligibility period. While Lady Gaga was among the top breakout stars of 2009, she failed to make the list of nominees, having unsuccessfully competed in last year's Best Dance Recording category. This year, the flamboyant singer received 5 nominations, including Record, Song, and Album of the Year. Competing for Best New Artist are country act The Zac Brown Band, R&B singer-songwriter Carrie Hilson, alternative pop duo MGMT, alternative rock act Silver Sun Pickups, and British pop duo The Ting Tings, heard here on their breakout United States single, That's Not My Name.
They call me Hal. They call me Stacey. They call me Hal.
Artists have long prized the Grammy Awards as recognition by their peers. Members of the Recording Academy, which encompasses professionals from the entire musical community, vote through a series of ballots, the last of which were tabulated on January 8th. Results will be kept secret until the night of the award ceremony, January 31st at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California. This year's race draws entrants from 29 musical fields. We'll end our look at the 52nd Annual Grammy Awards with Best Rock Instrumental Performance. Here's 3-time winner Brad Paisley with Playing with Fire. I'm Ray McDonald.